Oh, good lord.
Oh, wait. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey.
I haven't made a profile picture yet, so I'm sporting this little... Really? A deck of cards, you loser?
Oh, well, I mean...
Wait.
Keith, I'm going to go ahead and hang up on my end of the phone.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Oh, you guys have been talking the entire time? I feel so left out. I had to find my way with messages. It was like a wizard speaking at me in Latin. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Oh, okay, first things first. Well, kind of two things first. Okay, yeah. Profanity. Yeah. Yes, no.
I don't know. I don't care.
I will not be partaking in it, but I don't care if you do.
David, say fuck. Quick. It'll save my grandma's life.
She's lived a good life.
It'll keep me from unplugging the life support to charge my DS.
Dang it.
Oh.
Said you unplug your DS.
Oh my god.
Anyways,
I've been kind of bummed all day.
Oh.
So
he would have been 3 years old. Really? We start a podcast and the air conditioner decides to fuck my day up?
Oh.
Going in here with my tea.
I'm drinking tea too. Keith's the odd man out.
Cyphers, I got a kettle and it's amazing. It's one of the squealing kettles that, like, once it starts boiling, it yells at you till you pick it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kind of like a child, but not like a child, in a sense.
It's good enough.
Man, yeah.
Yes.
It's like a child, except you don't want to punch it all the time.
Why do you beat children? Okay. I'm starting to rethink our friendship.
Oh, okay, wait. Hold up.
Okay. We have to do our introductions.
Yes.
Okay.
I am Keith Kennedy, and I am... co-hosting with Donatello. It's your cue to say something.
Oh, hi. I drink tea and I don't like politics.
Oh, whatever. And,
I'll never do that again.
It will happen again. Anyways, and also with David Cyphers.
Hello, I'm the astrophysicist here.
Ew. Yeah, he's big. So,
I'm telling my sister.
What? Oh, I love this.
Keith, you need to get some better earbuds. Good lord.
I told him, and he didn't care. Because it sounds audio could have pixels in it.
Yeah.
You're using
of earbuds, and you're, like, louder than the rest of us, and, like...
I should be fairly loud, but I should be clear, too. Am I clear?
David, the only thing up with you is your room has an echo, so, like...
Yeah.
Just, like, hang some picture frames up, bro. Quit being so barren.
You can tell it's, like, reverb.
It's because
either way, I'm not even
soft things in my room. I have one huge bed, and then I have a solid.
Yeah, you have a bed, a dresser, and then like a dumbbell, and that's it.
you're pretty naked.
Yeah.
You can't say the same about my room. My room has like guitars lining the walls and like picture frames everywhere. And
I have a smaller room, and there's like. And it has like a huge bookshelf with books and
yeah, but your room
games and stuff.
Your room has enough stuff in it to like cancel out echo. But David's is like, hey, I just moved in and I'm still unpacking, and it's like 4 years later. So,
wait, Donatello.
Yeah.
Oh, like I switched rooms.
Did you? Where are you now?
Yeah, I went from the big room into the smaller room.
I don't know where the smaller room is. I just remember kicking your ass in Mortal Kombat and then like laughing about it.
Thank you.
I would say my room is so bare because I like to be a minimalist, but really it's just because I have no idea how to decorate things. So
that's true. Well, see,
do you want me to like come up one night and help you decorate?
No, like my dresser looks nice.
Dude,
I have my boxing gloves, my hard knuckles, all of that, my headphones up, well, my headphone case up there. It looks nice.
Okay, see, that's when you want to, like, put, like, a nail or, like, some kind of hanger, preferably one of those, like, command strip things. You can, like, that's when you put one of those and then hang your boxing gloves up, you know?
Yeah, but they're, like, beat-up old boxing gloves that I used to
punch remember.
Trees.
Are they lace-up? I can't remember. Are they lace-up boxing gloves, or are they, like, the Velcro strip?
Yeah, they're hook and loop tape Velcro.
Hook and loop tape. Please refrain from saying hook and loop
tape.
That's
what it's called.
I know that's what it's called.
Judge me for being proper.
I know that's what it's called, but why can't you call it Velcro like the rest of the earth?
And yes. Call it hook and loop tape like me.
No.
There's...
you form a compelling argument.
I'm going to eventually get one of you guys to refer to it as aluminium instead of aluminum.
Aluminium?
I'm pretty good. I'd rather stay out of the lockers that my bullies put me in.
You could say it like my you could always do it like my grandfather and be like aluminum or like cinnamon.
Hey, cinnamon is the only acceptable one there.
Yeah,
but the thing is, like, if you're going to call it aluminium, which is the correct word for it, like, on the periodic table, fun fact.
Yeah.
But everyone just says aluminum because we're hicks. Like, all of us are rednecks because we decided, hey, we're going to move out, and then we're going to throw this tea in this big-ass lake, and then we're leaving. And then just, like, that's
just
America.
The harbor is a big lake.
Technically, that's all a lake. What defines an ocean from a lake? Like, at what point does it get big enough to be considered an ocean or small enough to be considered a lake? Same thing with a pond.
A lake is enclosed by land. An ocean encloses the land.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's kind of like glass half full, glass half empty situation.
No, it's really not.
Let me try. I'm drowning and I'm clawing at the water and I don't have John Wayne to teach
David
me how to swim.
David got you beat. It's okay,
Donnie.
I don't
have John Wayne to teach me how to swim. So.
wait, are you able to swim?
Yeah, I can swim. I can swim really well.
Man, I feel autistic now.
I'm so glad we learned not to talk over each other like within the first 10 minutes. I thought that was going to be more of an issue.
I like this.
Speaking of, how is my mic quality? Because I'm planning on getting... is it really?
I think it sounds pretty good.
Okay, David, you're also an audio snob like I am, David. How's my mic quality? David?
David has left chat.
Did he really?
No.
Oh. No.
It says he's connected. I
did not leave chat.
Then why were you silent, you big cunt?
I was not silent. I promise I was speaking. I was just reading something.
Ew.
Okay, listen. You're
reading. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Reading is really amazing. Like, everyone always disses it, and they're like, ew, I hate reading. They just haven't found the right book.
Well, I think it's just because, like, a lot of people around here just, like, are hicks.
Yeah, well, they'd rather be outside riding a four-wheeler, like, drive-bying turkeys, but, like, reading is really, like, a magical experience. Once you find that right book, and you're just sitting there, and, like, you have no idea what's going on in your general vicinity, all you know is, like, the pictures in your head that those words on that book are showing you.
Yeah,
I swear you guys need to read some John Scalzi. He's great. Like, if
is
you're
about,
anything,
I don't
David,
remember name.
David Cyphers. Is it about fucking space?
Some of his books are, not all of them.
Get out of here,
nerd.
Okay, one of them is about a disease that overtakes the mind, and it's honestly awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Something I've always wanted, like, it's not that I've always wanted to try it because it's never really pertained to me, but, like, I kind of want to try an audiobook. Like, I've heard really good things about them.
Well, I actually do better with when it came to, like, the end of the year tests,
mm-hmm.
and, like, whenever they did that kind of pretest thing to judge whether you were better like audio or reading things. I was better with audio.
Yeah.
But I can't send audio books.
Well, I wish I could. I wonder if there's an audio book for like our state's driver's ed book.
Oh, we need
that. God, it'd be the most
boring thing in the world. No, why is it? I can't figure out the right way to study my, because I've never really had to study, ever.
Yeah,
I don't think any of us have.
Yeah, we've always like, don't get me wrong, we always haven't gotten straight A's. Like some of us have gotten B's and even got C's. But at the same time, why are you coughing? No, this is a podcast. Clear I'm your just... throat. Papa Halls and
it's the only one drinking here.
Don't I'm the one with the.
Don't you go talking about straight A's and say none of us have ever got them because you seem to have forgotten.
I didn't say none of us have ever got them. I didn't say none of us have ever got them. I say we don't get them all the time. You can't say you like haven't gotten straight A's one time. Like you can't say that you've always gotten straight A's from birth.
Like, no, definitely not.
Yeah,
but I've never had to study.
Yeah, I've never had to really study.
I guess we go. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we just have to wait for Donnie. Never mind.
Yeah.
So speak of the devil.
Ah!
Should this be a take two or just continued on?
I don't know. There's, like, editing software on this app. I went and, like, checked it out before I joined. Yeah. So maybe.
Yeah, I should be able to, like, put them next to each other and clip them. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well,
we continue
to this episode of Internet Has Heart Attack.
Bad grades. I was just joking. Everyone knows we all mess up sometimes.
David, can you like go to your basement because I think you would have less echo down there. Like, dear Lord.
I'm speaking directly at a wall, so that might be my problem. If I turn around and scream into a pillow,
yeah, that helped a whole lot. Not even gonna lie.
What, me facing my
bed? You know, if you,
yeah, we're gonna, I'm gonna like your birthday was recent, so like I'm gonna buy you some like audio room foam to stick on the walls. Am I echoing? Be honest. Am I echoing?
No.
Oh no.
No!
I just am I.
It's because my grandmother decorates a lot like I do. Like, there's not a naked wall in here. And plus, the room I'm in, we have like trim going halfway up the wall, and then there's like, what is it called? Yeah, it's more trim, and like there's different colored paneling running halfway up the wall. David, I'm in the living room, so you know what it looks like.
Yeah. I'm just gonna start throwing like pillows and blankets and towels over random uncovered.
Keith, surfaces. didn't you used to like tape pillows to the wall so your parents didn't hear you use profanity? Wasn't that a thing?
No, that was to my door. No, it was to the creases of my door.
I mean, it worked. David, just like start like rubbing maple syrup on your pillows and sticking them to the wall.
But David, what you really should do is like just kind of surround yourself in a pillow or something.
Yes.
Crawl and, under your bed and like just.
I should open my closet and expose all of my nice soft shirts in there.
Ooh. Well, see, honestly, that doesn't sound like a bad idea either.
Okay, I'm speaking
directly. Because where it's not big, it won't echo either.
Do I sound weird?
So, I want to know the conversation because you guys were like talking on the phone. What made you decide that I was the man for the job for the third party?
Okay, at first we but then we kind of agreed that you would be very interesting for a pilot episode and we'd see if you'd work out from here. And honestly, I think you're working very well, so you might be a
Might be? Bitch, I'm doing this. I'm like wiggling my way in. So
don't like, say things like this, Jonathan.
You guys are, like, sitting on a bus seat, and I'm just, like, the fat guy that comes over. Oh, is this seat taken? And then, like, wiggles himself in.
That's wonderful.
That's me.
And like, the only thing...
That sounded like a bad imitation of him.
What just happened to your mic? Good Lord. It sounded like you were talking from across the room.
That's how he's been.
The entire time? He hasn't been like that for me. Like, he's not like that right now.
Like, he seemed kind of distant from his... like headphones.
Oh, no, so that's just the echo from his barren room.
Are you talking about David?
Yes, I'm talking. Yes. That's Monsieur Cyphers.
Okay.
That was butchered.
Since when am I French? Very much.
Since when are you French?
Yes.
I don't know. Keith, can you still do accents?
Yes.
Do one.
Choose one.
I tell you what, let's have a competition and let David decide whose Russian accent is better. You go, I'll say whatever you say. Go.
Hello, my name is Vladimir Putin, and I want to die. There you go.
That's what you're having me say.
Soviet Russia.
Of this
all the things that you could have picked, you're having me say that.
Hey, the Russian conspiracy makes me want to die.
Hello, I'm Vlad. I want the death.
Hello. My name is Vladimir Putin. And I want to die.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Adair. I cannot do as good accent as Keith.
Please, like, I get it. It's fine. We don't have any followers right now, but please refrain from, like, speaking each other's full names.
I'll just speak my full name. I want someone to kill me.
Well, I mean, like, I literally described how I had guitars lining my walls, and I don't want someone being like, ooh, and then just crawling in my window at night to tickle my anus. Let's not.
I understood the guitar thing, but now I think you could have left that home.
David, you're going to be, like, not proud of me.
What?
With the English breakfast tea, I'm adding no lemon juice and 3, like, teaspoons of sugar.
Oh. I put, like, 2 teaspoons in that chai, and chai is a naturally really strong and bitter thing. How do you handle 3 in straight-up English breakfast?
Well, I leave
breakfast, but not English.
I leave the tea bag in the English breakfast though, like while I'm drinking it, so it gets stronger as I go.
Wait, have you ever tried Scottish breakfast?
No, I thought about getting that Twinings sampler that has the like different
black tea. Yeah, I know what
you're yeah the about. Black tea sampler, it's but like I don't know.
English breakfast, yeah. Scottish breakfast.
And it's got the, like, Lady May or something like that, too.
I think one of it's just called Prince of Wales.
Princess Wales? What?
No, Prince of Wales.
Oh, yeah? No, I really thought about that. But, like, the English breakfast tea I knew I liked. And don't get me wrong, the chamomile is all right. But if you don't make it right, it tastes like chewed bubblegum.
I don't like any, like, sugar in my chamomile. Like, it gets weird.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if it's because I got the wrong kind, but this chamomile, if I don't do it right, it just tastes really watered down, so I need sugar to just give it flavor. But if I don't, like, if I add
water in your cups, it's strange.
I mean, I could, after I drink this black tea, I'll make some chamomile just to see. What's my water level in my kettle? Do I need to fill back up? No, I need to fill back up. Don't what?
A lot of people make tea with 6 or less ounces of water, and you make yours with about 10. So
no, I make mine with 8. I make mine with a solid 8.
Oh, yeah. But full cup, normally. But most people make it with a lot less.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the
I'm
only
just gonna use this
I
to
can.
Insert my Instagram. Go follow on ComfyCouch72. No, I'm kidding. I don't care about Instagram famous.
Why'd you
they
get
can
all
suck
shaggy?
My coat.
You got all cracky like Shaggy.
Dude, I couldn't do Shaggy's accent if I tried.
I couldn't either.
Keith, I'm working
don't
on
try it.
It.
Don't. just don't.
Oh no, I'm halfway through.
Cards on my profile picture code. That is just because that's my Gmail thing.
So one thing that's going to be a like probably a constant with me whenever it comes to these podcasts, if you guys like keep me in the podcast because this is the pilot, mm-hmm. I'm going to be drinking tea. Like I am going to be the tea drinker.
Ooh.
And I don't like politics, so, like, you guys can have at it, but, like, I'm going to be quiet if you start talking about politics.
Yeah, that was our main concern with you there. But it's
what is it?
That was our main concern, is that our views would differ in politics. But it's
yeah, well, it's not even that. We, like, I don't know. I dislike politics. Politics makes me cry nowadays. The government's like, the government is tripping over itself almost as bad as YouTube. And, like, I don't know how I feel about that.
I blame the government for YouTube.
I blame Big Tobacco. Takes off running into the woods.
It's a conspiracy by Obama. Woo!
Yeah, Barack messed with my rock, and then I just, ooh.
Yeah, like one thing that I really can't get into when it comes to like how you are with politics, I can't talk about tea.
About tea?
tea.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, about
politics or tea or anything.
I promise, if me and David start talking about tea, it will be like quick. We won't sit and talk for hours and hours.
You've been talking about tea for 4 minutes now.
That's quick. What? Okay. Yeah. What's the cutoff time for our podcast?
I don't know.
We're doing 2 hours.
Episodes tonight, if you'd like.
Well, I mean, like one episode kind of, well, not one episode, but 1 hour seems kind of reasonable.
Well, I'm finally home. So, like, I'm down. Duncan, I can stay up all night doing this.
Come on. Hey, Duncan, Keith is coming up here tomorrow. You come too.
Oh, I will try, but I have family visiting, so I probably won't be able to.
Yeah.
But if I get to, I'm throwing an open challenge. Keith, me, you, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yes.
I beat David fairly easy.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Like, he gave me some trouble because he's a strong, beefy boy, but, like, yeah, I had fun.
Yeah.
Wait, am I quiet because he doesn't like accepting defeat? What?
Wait, who's the lightest one here now?
The lightest one here? Probably me. Keith, how much you weigh?
That is undisclosed information.
You literally said your full name and that you wanted someone to kill you. Come on, make it easy on him. Let him train on a heavy bag.
Fun fact, I'm just joking. It's
fun fact.
It's 220.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the lightest one here. Yeah. David's lighter than you. Wait a minute, Keith.
I know.
Okay, fun fact.
Right now, but Keith is just he's a beefy boy. More so David, than I.
Fun fact, this honey vanilla chamomile tea is like, you open the box expecting to see just straight tea bags, while, like, no, you have wax paper, like, folded up, and you can't pull the wax paper out of the box. You have to unfold it while it's in the box, and it's like, you know how you fold a paper bag?
Yeah.
It's like that. So you have to unfold it, and there's the tea bags.
That is odd. What brand is it?
It's, let me go check. We'll make it quick, Keith. Either that or we'll get...
Oh, it's okay.
I'm just going to get David to teach you about tea. It's Celestial.
Yeah, well, right now.
Oh, well, excellent. That is, I have a sinus soother thing from them. It has, stinging nettle.
Yeah, am I still here? I thought about getting the sinus soother, but, like, my sinuses aren't that bad. So, like, I don't want to take a lot of...
When it comes to, like, pollen and stuff.
No, see, mine are, like, they used to be extremely bad. But, like, my grandparents always try to get me to take my sinus medicine. And I know I should. Like, I really do. But at the same time, I want to let my immune system build back up. I don't want it to have to rely on that medicine, you know?
Yeah.
Well, see, I can actually relate there because that's what I've already done. And now I don't have to take any medicine.
I mean, I have a very strong immune system as is. Like, I know that's bragging and stuff. But no, like, I rarely get sick. Like, I may get a headache once in a while or, like, the sniffles. But, like, no. I rarely get sick. Now, do I get motion sick? Hell yeah. Like, if I get on a yacht, then, like, I'm going to have issues.
I can't do long car drives. It's awful.
Well, I mean, long car drives don't bother me because my body, like, eventually gets used to it. It's just, like, whenever I get in and my grandpa is like, let me swing around this curve real quick and, like, mess up Donathan's innards and just, like...
No.
You know what's...
Well, see, like...
The whole reason behind that is actually your ears.
Yeah, it's your inner ear.
Yeah, because you have... Science, because it's so weird.
You have fluid in your inner ear. That's also, like, what manages, like, if you spin, that's what gets you dizzy, because the fluid in your inner ear can't, like, balance itself out.
Yeah, like, it points in the wrong direction.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're standing upward, it should be oriented vertically.
But you're and also your brain...
Fun fact, I have...
And also your brain gets confused.
Yeah.
Also, your brain gets confused whenever you're looking, like, the wrong way, but you're traveling a different way.
Yeah, that's why, like, if your eyes keep traveling and, like, your eyes keep moving while, like, when you're dizzy.
Yeah. But, yeah. Like, I get bad motion sickness. It's awful. Like, that's my only weakness.
Hmm.
And I do get sick, like, sometimes, but I get over it, like, in a day or two, and it's fine.
So what I'm hearing, like, is the next time we spar, I should just lift you and spin you in circles repetitively.
No. Yes. Keith? David, you realize you're talking to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu boy. Good luck picking him up and spinning him in any direction.
Yeah.
Because he just I was around you like a snake. And just...
Yeah.
Wait, let's talk about martial arts for a little bit.
Ooh.
Okay, well, then I want to go first. No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Ew, what the hell is it? Okay. The fuck did I just stick my finger in? No wonder we have ants.
Hey. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, but my finger's sticky because something's laying on the counter. Ew.
But anyway, whenever I was fighting David, well, I was sparring with David, it was really difficult because he weighed...
Before we get into martial arts, I do want to say something about the podcast. One, I hope... Can you guys, like, tell me, am I on it or no? Or am I just on this episode?
Yes.
All right, well, see, here's the thing, though. Like, anyone can really do it, and, like, if you're busy one day and we want to do it, we're just going to, like, put someone else on.
Oh, that's...
So you like...
That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, and like,
yeah, you're definitely going to come back.
The only thing I see an issue with is, like, if you're busy, then how do me and David do this with somebody else?
We can do it and just, like, send the audio to Keith.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. David, you're in charge with that, because I'm sure I could learn, because I'm a fast learner whenever it comes to technology, but I don't know what I'm doing. So, like, but...
It's not that hard, really. I don't believe it is, anyways. I was testing out my audio.
Is there a max limit of people? Because I have been playing PlayStation for a very long time, and I'm sorry if you're an Xbox player and you're cringing right now. But
and you're big gay.
I've been a PlayStation player for a long time, and if you get more than like 5 people in a PlayStation party at once, there's a lot of talking over each other.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
I want to suggest a limit of 4 people in our podcast at once.
So maybe
I'll think about 4 or 5.
Huh?
Well, see, I was thinking about 4 or 5, and it'd be a lot easier if we can, like, be there physically.
Yeah.
To kind of look at each other and see if, like, if someone's going to talk and we can, yeah.
Okay, and it's not even that. I also want to, like, bring this to a professional level. So, like I'm going to be eating because I'm hungry, not even going to lie. So, like, if you guys hear me chomping, just tell me and I'll, like, try to do something about it. But, like, we need to, like, try to eat before we do this. And, like, we need
I have a conflicting opinion on that because I think being unprofessional is cool.
I know. I can tell from your freaking mic. But, like, you understand what I'm trying to, like, say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I do. I'm just trying
to become a YouTuber. So this is kind of in line with that. It's
still
being a producer of media.
So, like, I want to be as professional as I can about this. Because...
Yeah.
Money or not, I don't care. I don't even know if you can make money from this. If you
actually,
can,
yeah, you can.
Well, okay, good. Yeah. I don't care. I just want to do this. This is fun for
me.
It's fun for me too.
Like
that's reason why I decided to time every night to do this.
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't. Well, Maybe not every night. I was like every other day.
Yeah, yeah, because every night that's a lot of editing and like fixing things.
Yeah. Time to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, it's amazing because like, I don't know. Me, you, and Keith, like, we've gotten distant with each other before, and there was that little spell where I was mean as fuck to David, and I've apologized, and I will apologize again. I'm sorry, David. I shouldn't have done that. I was eating a pie, and, like, I wanted to finish it before I answered.
Well, it is good to have you here. Do I sound good still?
Yeah, bro. You sound just the same before we left.
Do I sound less echoey?
A little, yeah. What'd you do?
I am literally surrounded by pillows and facing the ceiling. I'm being ingenuitive.
There he is.
The man himself.
What I was saying, David, I apologize. Yeah, you were acting odd.
It was only because I was trying to make friends. I didn't feel like I fit in anywhere, and I was trying so hard to.
Well, yeah, but that still doesn't give me a right to treat you the way I did, you know?
No, I honestly was being weird. I don't care at this point. I don't hold any grudges against you.
Well, yeah. Either way.
Which I was weird at a couple points. Like, last year and a bit weird. We've all been through little phases.
We didn't talk much last year, did we?
You and Maggie, just up and like blew up out of nowhere.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, one minute you guys were cuddling in the hallway, and the next it was like, bam, I hate you.
That was her. Because if you remember through all that, I was sitting all fine dandy.
Yeah, and like, she told me that you hit her. And, like, I didn't know how much of it that I believed. And then she showed me messages of you, like, apologizing for hitting her. And I was like, what?
What?
I was like, when the fuck?
I don't remember me hitting her.
You were hitting on her, maybe.
Ooh, yeah.
I have best cheesy joke.
But, like, it doesn't matter to me.
Speaking of cheesy joke, Donnie, you remember that dumb bottle of cheese?
Oh, God. Oh,
that was horrible.
We were playing Truth or Dare, and, like, I said, let me squirt this cheese in your mouth. And he sat on the floor and looked up with his mouth open, and I just, like, let that, like, cheese fizz just rip.
I don't even like processed food. So that whole can of stuff was...
Oh, Jesus.
And, it was so bad. I tried to swallow it, but it was just bad.
Yeah. I understand.
I hate Donatella. Huh?
But, that whole thing was weird, and I don't remember that specific, I guess, event. But I wasn't abusive.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I know you well enough to know that you weren't, like, beating on her. Good Lord. But,
yeah. Yeah, it's just, I don't know what that's all about.
I don't either. But, like, I don't want to cause drama, so I never really talk to you about it. I just kind of let that information sit. Like, that Instagram post, I said, everybody spills tea. I just drink that shit. Like, I mean, well, people can tell you things, but that doesn't mean you have to spread them and cause trouble.
Oh, yeah. If you know me, I haven't really said much about that whole thing. And honestly, I don't even care.
If you're not comfortable with talking about it on here or at all, it's okay. Like, we can change subject.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just I don't even care about it enough. I'm happy.
So, what mainly happened, if you don't mind? Because, like, I know it's none of my business. Just, like, if you feel comfortable.
She had a lot of problems with my family.
There he goes.
His internet is so disappointing.
Oh. It really is.
Okay, but let's get on to the topic of martial arts then.
No, he's gone. We can talk about tea.
But, okay, if you are wanting to talk about tea, I would highly, highly recommend Scottish breakfast. Just because, it takes all the good parts of English breakfast and then it just makes them a lot stronger and bolder. Like,
oh.
I don't know how to explain it, but, like, it's maltier. Like it doesn't really taste like a really smooth tea.
Wait, are you talking about Scottish breakfast or Irish breakfast?
Wait, there's two, isn't there? Which one's in the green?
The green is Irish.
Yeah, the green. Yeah, God. I don't know why I got Scottish in my mind. Sorry, Irish breakfast. It is a lot stronger and a lot maltier. Well, I don't even know why I'm using
define malty. Like, what would you?
It's the only way I can describe it. Like, it's not thicker, but it feels thicker in your mouth because it has that much stronger of a taste. It's just a very potent taste.
So it's basically like, kind of like the difference between regular like coffee make coffee beans and then like the Arabica beans that are stronger.
But yes, I'm not really that into coffee. I will say it's kind of like the difference between a medium roast and like a dark roast, like an Italian roast.
Mm.
It's good. I like it. You would like it too, I think.
So it's stronger in a sense of it has a more bold taste.
Yeah. So okay, Keith's back. We need to cut out the tea talk. Let's talk about martial arts.
Wait, I have a question. So it's not as if I just took like two tea bags for one cup of...
No.
It's not in the sense that
it's
I took...
It's not like that. It's a completely different taste. But
so it's like a different bold.
Yeah, it's a different kind of bold. Okay. It doesn't just take the normal Irish, well, it doesn't take the normal English and then make it stronger. It takes certain parts of it and makes those parts way stronger and better. Like, well, if you like those parts, it's good. But if I don't like those parts, I will get it
and try it, and if I don't like it, then it's yours. That's going to be our little thing.
I love it. That is the perfect trade.
All I ask is that you do the same for me.
Yes, I will.
Which is going to be hard because you don't. There's like very little tea that you don't like. But I don't. I really care.
I like the chai I have. It's just I'm not drinking it very often. Would you like that?
Hmm?
Would you like what the chai I have?
I mean, I probably wouldn't drink it, to be honest. Not that I don't like it. It's just it's so much work.
I made it with two packets instead of one for you. Plus, you can add the tea the sugar and milk after you brew it, if you'd like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that I don't like it. It's just, like, it's so much work, and then it's so underwhelming whenever you get to, like, finally drink it. You know?
Yeah. But, again, if you really like a chai latte, then it's well worth it. But if you don't, then it's not really worth it.
Yeah. Speaking of, do you want those big bags of decaffeinated tea?
Oh, no. No.
My grandma's going to go put those in the blessing box in Bradshaw.
Oh. Decaf is bad in everything, though.
Yeah.
You realize you just disclosed our location?
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't say where we lived. I just said blessing box in Bradshaw.
Yeah, and there's a lot of Bradshaw. But yeah. Anyways. Wait, where did you guys, like, where did I leave off at and, like, died?
Martial arts.
Yeah.
I heard that noise of signing off, and I was so scared. That was me.
I've sat here and ate, like, 12 Slim Jims already, and I've got, like, 5 more.
Dude, look, I've only drunk a Mellow Yellow, and now you're making me hungry. Do not do this to me.
I've had it. I'm going to have such indigestion. Wait, all day?
Hmm?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, no. Yeah. But I'm hungry right now, so yeah.
Go make a sandwich. This is the pilot. We can be unprofessional in this one.
We've signed up.
Oh, my God.
Lord. This is an issue.
Keith just needs to get better internet.
Go wrap tinfoil around your router, for God's sake. I don't care what you do.
Cut open a can of beans and use it.
Oh, don't even empty the beans. Just pour the beans on the router.
Oh, wow. It's like a really old Frontier one, so you put it on and all of a sudden it starts
steaming. Yeah, like the air vents for like the air intake so it doesn't overheat are so big that beans can like go through it.
Oh my god. I love these conversations. No joke.
Me too. I've been letting this chamomile tea steep, and I've drank it so many times to where it tasted like bubble gum. That's like all I smell anymore, and I don't know how I feel about it. This might end up going to you.
No. Keith messaged me and said I quit.
Yeah, he did. Me too.
Well, it messaged the group, but I'm sad.
He better not really quit. I hope he's just saying that.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Okay, let's talk about martial arts, though.
I will bust one on his forehead.
What?
Nothing. Oh. Okay. Oh, he really is quitting. We can stay, though.
Yeah, right? We can stay.
G.
Can't do anything. G. Okay, we should bring someone else on here, though.
Honestly, I've thought about bringing Aaron.
I can't get Aaron. He's with Piper today.
With what?
He's with Piper today, yeah.
Why is he with Piper? Please tell me that's not happening.
No, it's not. Please. It's not. I think he was just hanging out with Logan, and she happened to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought she moved, which is really weird.
No.
And I don't know. She didn't?
Do you follow her on Instagram?
Yes, but I don't use Instagram all that often.
Well, it may be on her spam account. Where like she talks about all her issues and stuff.
Yeah.
But she said, "All right, guys, figured I might as well go ahead and expose the bad news. I'm staying at RVHS." I'm like, "Oh, that's what?" Sorry to you guys. Or, I don't know. It really just seemed like she was just trying to make us feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
Like, I guess she was wanting attention, maybe, and, like, was all like, "Guys, I'm staying. I know you didn't want me to," just to get people to, like, want, like, you know?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi. I'm kind of glad that we started this back up now, because I was just going to pour this chamomile tea out.
Wait, why did I change that? How does this podcast change anything?
I feel more comfortable drinking weird teas when you're around because you can tell me how to fix them when I fuck them up.
Well, I've never tried that one, so I can't give any advice on it. Okay, but I was trying to get on the topic of martial arts just because we're going to have to pick a date for the tournament and everything soon. But we're kind of weird mix of people. Like, you are more of a generalist. Keith is Brazilian jiu-jitsu minded. Hunter is almost purely karate. Then there's me, which is, I'm kind of odd. I like Muay Thai really well, but I also use some traditional moves, like from karate, like the crescent kicks.
Oh, so, wow. That chamomile tea is so much better whenever I actually use the right amount of water with, like, no sugar.
Did you finally use less?
Well, I mean, yeah, I used less, but I forgot the first time I tried it without sugar. I, like, added 2 cups of water for 1 tea bag, and that was being dumb.
What?
It was weird. I didn't have a regular mug, so I used a bigger mug, and I didn't realize. And then by the time I added a 2nd tea bag and some sugar, like, it wasn't really that hot enough to really steep. So, like, it did a little, but not much.
Wow.
But, like, okay, but I'm really getting the flavors now. Go ahead.
Let's discuss
who's the biggest threat here. I feel like Hunter is everyone's biggest threat with the
really?
Tournament coming up and stuff.
I kind of consider either you or Keith my biggest threat.
Keith, if he can get close, he's shorter than I am. So if I can just keep my legs extended through kicks and stuff, then he's not going to be able to touch me. But Hunter, he's a bit shorter than me, but he knows how to like close that range. Like how DL taught the quick step. They have a kind of altered version of it where you plant your heel at the back of your lead leg. Like, you know how you have your left leg forward normally as your lead leg in orthodox fighting stance?
So you want to touch your heels together and then move.
Yeah, you want to touch your right heel to the back of your left, and you want to pop up your left into a snap kick and just move from there.
Oh, that's actually really well. Yeah, I could, like, I'm sitting here doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, so Hunter, with his Shotokan, I'd say is the biggest threat here. Because I know kind of what to expect from him.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it worse.
I've kind of
executed all very well.
I've altered your training a little bit, or at least I assume, because I'm like that little like voice in DL's ear, kind of. Like, I have a little bit of leeway.
Yeah.
What I've done is, where you're going into wrestling this year, I've told him to teach you a little grappling, okay? And he says, you're not ready yet. I was like, well, when he's ready. And he said, oh, like, he just was like, all right.
When do you think that'll be?
No idea.
Oh, God, if he thinks I'm not ready yet, then I'm in for some bad stuff.
Why is that?
Because I kind of know DL by now. He's not going to go easy on me at all. Even if I'm not family to him, he's not going to go very easy. Still there, Donnie?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
DL's a really good teacher, I promise.
Yeah, I know he is, but a thing about a good teacher...
What I'm saying is, if you're looking for, like, an anime, like, hardcore, like, if you can't do this, then I'll, like, murder you. Like, you're not going to find that with DL. He's a very lenient teacher.
No, but I still know he's not going to go easy on me. Which, that's a very good thing, too. But why do you say it would either be me or Keith?
You, for your sheer size, because you have a lot more reach than me and a lot more power. And Keith, just from, like...
Oh!
Yep.
Wow. Just continue.
Keith, just from, like, playing around and stuff with him, he really knows what he's doing. I don't know how much he knows, but I know he's practiced everything he knows until he's turned it into reflex. And that's dangerous.
I don't have reflexes.
Bruce Lee once said, I fear a man who has practiced 100 kicks once more than a man who has practiced... Or no, he says... I messed that up. I fear the man that has practiced one kick 100 times more than I fear a man who has practiced 100 kicks once. Because he knows how to do that one kick. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that's me with the legged roundhouse.
Yep. It's you at David chambering the leg kicks.
Yeah. Okay. It's a really dumb thing, but it works.
Otherwise. I don't know. This, Keith, your internet is like seizing. Good Lord.
I know.
Ew. I poured the chamomile out because, like, it's good, but you have to be in the mood for it.
Oh my God, Keith. Speak again, please.
Hi.
Ew.
I know. It's not so much my mic, it's my internet.
Okay, guys, we need to end this before Keith sounds like one of those people that have a hole in their throat and they gotta push that button to talk.
He already sounds like that.
We need to end this. I'm signing off. Good night. Keith.
terrible. I love it. Okay.
Bye bye.
Goodbye. I will send this audio to you in a bit, Keith. This is great.
Okay.
Ugh.